Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, January 17th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Police are reporting a traffic crash death this morning in South St. Louis County. The ramp from northbound 55 to Lindbergh is closed. The vehicle reportedly overturned. Roger Brand will have the latest in traffic in a couple minutes.
A wrong-way crash on westbound 64 near downtown St. Louis overnight killed one person and injured another. Police Lieutenant Paul Lauer spoke with our partners at Fox 2.
Two vehicles going highway speeds or maybe above highway speeds in the opposite direction. You know, it's all pretty much physics there that the force from that collision is going to be catastrophic.
Police say the male driver of a Honda Accord was killed when his car was struck by an oncoming pickup traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes. A second car also was sideswiped by that truck prior to the fatal crash.
The St. Louis City Health Director says they're making progress at the jail.
Pointing to what she described as progress at the St. Louis City Jail, Dr. Monty Davis said that there were only two deaths at the CJC in 2024, and that midway through the year, from July through December, there was only one total overdose at the jail, not overdose deaths, overdoses altogether. Dr. Davis says when her and her team went into the jail to address the health conditions, they worked with the new physician in order to identify and address the main issues that they found.
Intake process, detoxification, suicide prevention are some of the top three ones that they said this is an emergency that you need to deal with. So we tackled those three with intention head on.
Sean Malone at KMOX News.
St. Louis City Comptroller Darlene Green is asking Mayor Tashara Jones to hire as many contractors as possible to salt and clear city streets. In a letter to Jones, Green says she'll approve an emergency expenditure to get that done immediately as soon as the mayor declares a state of emergency.
Mayor Jones is in Washington, D.C., but late last evening, she responded to Green in a letter that reads in part, "The city has taken an all-hands-on-deck approach, mobilizing our streets, forestry, and park staff. Our dedicated workers have been out salting streets all across the city." Jones goes on to say, "A state of emergency does not need to be declared in order to sign the emergency contracts and deploy the emergency resources that Green is requesting." Mayor Jones says only two contractors, though, expressed an interest and that Green should receive those contracts today. But in an unexpected move, the street department director, Berthany Williams, sent a letter to the Board of Aldermen saying after Wednesday's citizen complaints, she drove city streets and saw all the problems. She then said her staff had given her incorrect information about street conditions and that they will be held accountable. Williams says her first priority is to salt the streets. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
St. Louis County revenue officials are blaming the harsh winter weather for delays in processing property tax bills. The office says delivery through the mail has been sporadic. Some days the office receives just a few thousand pieces of mail. The next day it could get 15,000. The revenue department says some bills mailed in December are just now arriving, and that will delay payments to taxing jurisdictions.
The city of Wellston is getting some Ring doorbell cameras from the Urban League to help fight crime.
Mayor Nathaniel Griffin says these cameras are already helping solve cases in Wellston, which is boosting the city's makeup.
It gives us a hope of now people coming back to the community. We have a lot of developments that's starting to happen. We just built 40 new homes. The homes sold from anywhere from $270,000 to $300,000. Eliminate the stereotype that no one will move to Wellston.
About 8 officers with the North County Police Cooperative cover Wellston, and there is a precinct in the city to help deter crime. Mayor Griffin says the Wellston food market has been a magnet for various crimes for years, but says new ownership should soon help clean that up. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A new alternative to the traditional body mass index measurement for obesity could be in the works.
This new way would help identify people with excess body weight around their abdomen, which tends to be associated with greater health problems. Dr. Caitlin Merkin is a Mercy bariatric and general surgeon.
I think it's important that we don't that we kind of expand this definition of obesity, because we're not trying to label people in a bad way or making them feel bad. Our job as clinicians is to identify and capture people that are at risk for diseases and try to intervene to prevent that or to cure that. And I think by adding these additional data points, we'll be able to better do that, and we won't be falsely characterizing people as obese when they aren't, and we won't be missing people who are actually suffering from obesity or on a bad trajectory just because one data point doesn't capture it.
Dr. Merkin says it's not clear how widely or quickly this new method could be put into practice. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
It's 8:13 from the KMOX Business Desk. Explore St. Louis has hooked a large church conference that's estimated to bring in $250 million into the region. The Church of God in Christ will host its Holy Convocation at America Center for the next 3 years. CCO Ed Scapinock says the team at Explore St. Louis snatched this conference away from Dallas. So what set St. Louis apart?
Depends which city, but you might not find convention facilities this large or this many hotel rooms within a mile of of the convention center. You know, we've got almost 600,000 square feet of exhibit space here. We've got a dome stadium, and we've got 8,000 hotel rooms within a mile of the convention center. That's very unique and something that a lot of places wish they had.
Explore St. Louis estimates 180,000 attendees over the 3 years, 63,000 nights in hotels.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.